Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
We are live here at the Green Tech 2023. We have a beautiful pop-up radio studio where every morning and every afternoon we have a very interesting guest that visit our booth over here at Hall 3, booth number 205. I can speak with them about what's going on in the industry, new innovations, other interesting topics. The rest of the day, actually, we're going to have a lot of different people from Royal Brinkman, because Royal Brinkman, of course, also has a lot of different divisions. But right now, I have a special guest, Leo Liefaert, international at Royal Brinkman, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, maybe you want to introduce yourself a little bit.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. A great place to be. Royal Brinkman, Leo Liefaert, Commercial Manager International. I have two colleagues, one for Holland, one for Europe, and one for, let's say, my position is outside Europe, and more or less responsible for, let's say, the innovations we can provide globally. I try to support the branches over there, and I try to support the export department, and in totally we're able to serve more than 100 countries globally, so it's a great job.
Yeah, because of course Royal Brinkman is a very familiar name to a lot of people, because they have also a lot of partners aboard. What would you say that is the biggest strength of Royal Brinkman?
The biggest strength of Royal Brinkman, I think we are really focusing on that to make, let's say, producing vegetables and ornamentals sustainable.
Yeah.
So that we have less energy, less labor, you know, other things, but biodegradable stuff. So that we try to introduce the concept that we see working all around the world, that we might try to make them work all around the world.
Okay, so you feel that Royal Brinkman, maybe compared to other companies that doing a similar thing, is more focused on sustainability?
Well, maybe not more, but because we do have a lot of products, and most of the companies, they have, let's say, a niche market, so they focus on one product. We try to make a package, and in that environment, that ecosystem, we are able, of course, with our partners, because we work a lot together with other companies, we are able to, let's say, to go to a greenhouse and to offer a total solution. Some things from ourselves, something from our partners, but we can make it, and that gives a real good proposition to a customer worldwide.
Yeah, because I think people know the name of Royal Brinkman as a very loyal and trustworthy partner or company
we
to work
so.
With. Yeah, but there is so many partners involved. Do you know,
yes,
like how new partners or products get selected based on what?
Well, innovation department, currently 6-7 people working with, and they will, let's say, that those are the PhD people, so they really, let's say, validate new innovations. They innovate, or they try to create, let's say, the concepts, can it work, let's say, in the greenhouse industry. And if that combination works and we have validation, then we go, let's say, to product management, and from product management they try to make product market combinations. So then they come in touch with me, so we have a nice product, it's validated. What do you think about it? And sometimes it can work in Mexico, sometimes it works in Australia, sometimes it works in the Westland. And with those combinations, then we try to have the best fit. And then, a group of people go back to, let's say, to the producer of the new innovative product, and we try to find if there is a match, and then we introduce it in the market.
Yeah, because I think there's then also a lot of that are only mostly used in certain parts of the world and maybe not in other parts of the world.
Well, that's a lot of people think, you know, that let's say in the Westland or in Canada, it's let's say a specific thing that happens over there, but it's more and more the same. So, you know, it's not, let's say, superficial as that we're in the greenhouse, everything is the same, but it's more let's say a real connected industry. So some people, some segments in the world are more, let's say, innovative than other segments.
Yeah.
And especially, let's say, the big greenhouses in Canada, they're real innovative, you know, so they want to be the early adapters. So sometimes it works in the beginning in Canada, or sometimes it works in the beginning in Schavenzander. It depends a little bit on the innovation, and it depends a little bit on the public, you know, your customers, are they willing to adapt it?
Yeah, okay, let's zoom in a little bit on that later.
Yes.
Because you just told me that you came with the company 4 years ago, right?
Yes, that's true.
How do you decide to work for a company like Royal Brinkman? What brought you to Royal Brinkman?
Well, that's a nice question. It's an amazing company, and of course my bias is 100%.
Of course, we are aware of that.
Yes, but you know, it's about, let's say, the global connection with a lot of people, the transparency. We try to do things together. It's a family company. It's family owned. It's really it's a the perspective that we put, you know, to reach our targets is, you know, we are, of course, we are a KPI organization, but it's really focused on, can it work? You know, does people really, is it added value to the, to let's say, to the industry? And then, of course, that we are globally. So when I came in, I was not aware that we were so international, to be honest, you know, because I'm from the Westland and I thought Royal Brinkmann, you know, that it's a big company.
Yeah.
But the connections globally and you know, the awareness of Royal Brinkmann globally is from China to Australia to Leamington, you know, Canada, Mexico. You know, it's I think it's amazing.
Yeah, and of course you as the international commercial manager, if I say it correctly,
yes,
right?
Totally good.
All these names are sometimes, yeah. Yes. So as the commercial manager international outside of Europe, of course you are every day working with like these global differences and stuff like that.
Correct.
And you're not so much work. You're doing nothing with Europe, right?
No, nope. Correct.
So what do you going?
Well,
on?
I was later, and you know the let's say the way that they want to let's say go sustainable. So there are a lot of let's say over there, and they really have an agenda that they want to be let's say sustainable in the near future. So they're not only focusing on ideas, but they also implementing it. And that's really, you know, that's, they are really the front runners, I think, you know, what I, in my scope, in the territory. And it's really nice to see that happening.
Yeah.
And today I spoke to a Mexican customer, and they now also want to, let's say, into the biodegradable products. And then you can say that, you know, 4 years ago we started already in Australia, so maybe we can try the concept, we can give you an idea.
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks' time I will be in Mexico, I'll just present the concept, and you know, then we can build together on solutions. You have already a solution in the left part of the world, and maybe we can have it also applicable for the Mexican market.
Yeah, because is there also still areas of the world or countries that you still want to establish the name of Royal?
Yeah, of course, also we want to do better, because we know we are not there yet. But where is the most important things currently? I think it's North America.
Okay.
It's you know, that's the market where we are really focusing on. And why, you know, about let's say sustainability and about healthy products, and that's really that's the big trend over there. Lately, you know, the last year a little bit less toward that. It really was has great momentum. But we think that area of the world we should really build and try to make Royal Brinkmann a big apartment for everyone.
Yeah, because if you try to get your name out there in a new world, how can you gain the trust of the companies over there to improve yourself? How can you say that you know something works in that area of the world if you're new in the area of the world?
Well, that's a good one. You know, we have to, of course, the referrals, and the world is of course a big place. The big companies, they know each other, you know.
Yeah.
They know the green tech, they know how it works. So there is some kind of connection between one grower left of the world, let's say Australia. They know the Dutch growers, they know the Leamington growers. It's a real small world. So when something happens, you know, it's not really, Peter, it's not really, let's say, of course it's difficult to, let's say, because yeah, it's about relationship. You have to get an entrance, but it's also about, you know, validating what your faults are, what your solutions are.
Yeah.
So it's not that we just bring a product, we gave a price, and that's it. Now, let's say you're working sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To convince people that it can work also for them. You know, it's the customers that we are serving are not really they. 1 year they go left, and next year they go right. Now they have something that works.
Yeah.
And we only want to try to make it better, and that takes time.
Yeah, because do you also test out new stuff, a new project together with the local growers?
Exactly, no, because all, you know, sometimes people think you have sun, you have water, CO2, and you have greenhouse, and you can grow tomatoes. But really, all the places in the world are different, you know. So in Australian growers, they need different, let's say, sunglasses, or not sunglasses, but roofs, you know, shading agents, some other twines, because UV is much more, let's say, has bigger impact compared to the Leamington area or compared to the China area. It really is, you know, places can be so unique in climate-wise, so you have to adapt always to the local circumstances to make it work for them.
Yeah, because I can imagine that sometimes it can be hard to translate the results of what you've done in one area and translate it to a new area.
Correct. So that's what it is, you know. So really, it's a lot about talking to each other. I think we have a lot of product specialists. So, you know, we have, I think globally, we have more than 100 product specialists from Holland and from other local branches. So when something works, we have always, well, not always, but we have big global meetings so that if something works, you know, that we try to get each other involved, you know, that have discussions about why did it work? Can it work for me? So we learn a lot internally, and with that knowledge, we try to help the customers locally.
So there's also a lot of like bottom up reporting of the account managers, for example, towards the top layers of the company.
We share successes, but we share failures, and failures are sometimes much more important than successes.
For sure.
Because you don't want, let's say, a customer that he tries something which you already maybe could have known that it would not work. So we try to have a lot of internal communication about things that could be a success.
Yeah. Okay. And what are the biggest challenges right now that are
the biggest challenges? Well, currently, I think economically, because, you know, we had supply chain, we had COVID, we had the logistics.
Energy crisis.
It's unbelievable. And, of course, the energy crisis. So, you know, everybody, you know, say till 6 months ago, and then energy came in. And then, you know, the everybody has, let's say, a different cost price compared to 6 months ago. And then things slow down.
Yeah.
You know, so, and what is then the difficulty? It's not, let's say, we are still producing tomatoes and chrysanthemums. But everybody is, let's say... just waiting a little bit to see what really will be the new future.
They're more careful, maybe.
Exactly, that's the correct word.
So they also see that in like the numbers that they find it a bit more. They're a bit more holding back when it comes down to like investing in new innovations also.
Well, not maybe new innovation, because the sector is really innovative. I think sector industry that makes it also quite nice to work for.
Yeah.
But you know, it's let's say they are maybe one time they said okay, let's replace some equipment this month, but they will say we do it in 4 months. You know, so there is just a certain gap.
Yeah.
In expenses or let's say investing in certain things. But now you see the last, I think, 4 or 5 weeks, we see really the people having trust again.
Yeah.
And that we go full speed ahead.
Do you think that also trade shows like Green Tag help with this?
I think, you know, I think there's always a great vibe. You know, everybody's real positive. But it's also real nice because, you know, it's to share ideas makes the world go around, you know, and if there are no new ideas, then people, you know, that gives momentum.
Yeah.
So I think the Green Tech, I think, I love Green Tech, to be honest, you know, I think it's a great place to see new things, to get inspiration and you know, get trust in the future.
Yeah, what do you think, like, from a place like the Green Tech, what are the most important things that actually contribute to the globalization or the growth of the industry?
Well, I think the availability for everyone, let's say, to have to those products, you know, because we are Royal Brinkman, we have a lot of products, but if you look around here, there are so many good things that you can buy. So, you know, it's like a one-stop shop, you know, if you have an idea for the future, come to Green Tech and you'll find it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see any trends going on this year's Green Tech? Did you walk around already?
No, yesterday I could not be here, so today is my first day.
Okay, okay.
It was quite busy, to be honest, this morning. But the trends, you know, I not really yet, to be honest. I did not really walk around to see new things.
No, okay. But what's then going to be the future for Royal Brinkman, from your perspective?
From my perspective, well, I think, you know, the role that I have, and that we are working on, I think internally with the whole Royal Brinkman Group, is to make sure that we have the best solutions for our customers, you know, and we try to find out with our, let's say, innovation department. Actually, we should try to search for the good solutions, you know. Is it energy saving? Is it labor saving? Is it the better use of nutrients to make it more sustainable, you know? I think that's the future nobody can acknowledge, you know. It will be there, and we want to have the solutions in place. And we already have them, but we want to improve every day.
Yeah, so you're already working on the things that could be a challenge in the future and are prepared for that.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is, you know, and the market is moving that direction. We are capable of delivering it, but it could be better, you know. It's now, let's say, going sustainable is always in relationship with cost price. So we want to have the most sustainable thing with the same, let's say, cost price per square meter that people are used to, because that will give it a real good momentum.
Yeah, so do you think that, like, in a couple years from now, like, a lot of international clients will also, like, will have Royal Brinkman on top of mind if they're looking for like these sustainable solutions?
That's my job.
That's your job. That's what you're gonna work on every day.
Yes, but I also think, you know, we have now said we have the people in our company to make it work.
Yeah.
We are so internationally, you know, it's really amazing. And all the feedback that comes back from let's say brands managers and sales reps all around the world, you know, I think you don't have to buy your stuff from us, but we can help you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can just offer them the right products that they need.
I think so. And that's really, when I stepped in 4 years ago, I was not aware that our network is so huge.
Yeah, but it is.
I think it is. Yes.
And you're based in the Netherlands right now?
Yes, I'm based in Schavenzande. I think I travel 50% of my time.
Yeah.
But it's not unless I'm not, let's say, the sales guy walking around pushing the sales. We are trying to find connections. You know, how can we help you, and what's the trend in your local organization? So should it be, let's say, for nutrients? Should it be for energy, etc. So I try to make the good connections, the good conditions for the local entity to serve their market the best, because you're in Turkey is totally different compared to Morocco, compared to Mexico. But you know, I don't want them to say, but I missed something because I couldn't serve my customer. My job is to make sure that they have everything what they need to make the customers happy.
Yeah. And are there any like innovations, specific innovations in Royal Brinkman that you're pretty proud of?
Well, there are a few things. I think our water management, we have Moliere, we have the use of nutrients. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
We have also the beneficials, let's say, in the soft fruit with Agrobio. I think that's also amazing. So I think on the sustainability, we have a few big teams, which are really good.
Okay. Is there anything that we have missed, that we haven't discussed yet, that you feel like you want people to know?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think we covered it all?
No, I think so. You know, it's you know, of course, I work for Royal Brinkman, so I think it's an amazing company. But I think the industry we're in makes it also amazing. You know, the people working in this industry are real nice. You know, we are bottom up. You know, if we think something, we just say it.
Yeah.
That's all around the same, I can tell you.
Yeah.
And you know, that it makes it quite, you know, quite direct and quite good. If things work, they work. And if they don't work, they don't work. You know, so I love it.
Yeah. Okay, Leo Liefaert, I want to thank you for sharing your insights and your perspective on the global market and on everything that's going on within Royal Brinkman.
Thank you.
Thank you so much that you were here and sharing your knowledge, because you're listening to Hortibiz News Radio from the Green Tech. And in a little bit, we're going to talk to some other division Royal Brinkman here at Hall 3, Booth 205, or maybe you're listening this later. Then you can hear it in a little bit. Okay, Leo, thank you so much and the best of luck for the rest of Green Tech.
Have a nice day.
This is Hortibiz News Radio.